Darkest Radio.
Would you please
say... You want me to say Happy New Year?
Yes, please.
Happy New Year.
You're sitting on a hard chair at a dull party, and you're bored stiff. In fact, the chick who's sitting next to you is so quiet, you're getting an inferiority complex from her, and you begin thinking, what's wrong with me anyhow? But you decide to give her a tumble, playing it smooth and debonair as you lean over, holding a cigarette between your fingers. Match? I don't smoke, thank you much, she replies icily. You look at your watch and you wonder if it would look bad if you to take a powder after so short a stay, but you decide to stick it out for a while longer. Only you wish someone would take off that record of dull mood music and get something with some life and kick. Your boredom gives you enough heart to leave the chair and walk to the phonograph where you spot this record. You put it on and cha-cha-cha. You fix your tie, polish the tops of your shoes on the back of your trousers, loosen your neck muscles with a well-coordinated twist of your shoulders, and walk back to where the chick is still sitting. This time you don't talk. You just hold out two arms and she comes, man. Left, right, left, right, left. Great man, she says. Sounds like Lostest Radio. It is, you say, never at a loss for words. She doesn't look so bad after all, and you throw her out for a few solo turns, giving her a once-over. I felt what this party needed was a little Lostest Radio. That's using your head, man, she says. I got me a great collection of records and stuff at home. Yeah? You question, putting her to the test. Which ones? I got that one too. I also got, she adds with pride. Well, I know that because I got that one too. You say, throwing yourself back for a few solo turns. And when you step back into a close position, you say, you want to hear two I got that you ain't got? You're on, she says, giving you a wink of the eye. There are plenty of couples on the floor now, talking with a little more and having a better time than they were having before. It's magic, you say, pointing them out to the chick. Nothing like it, is her smart answer. She looks at her watch that sits prettily on her small wrist. Take you home? All right, she says. Look, you whisper to her. I see you got one of those big purses with you. What do you say you walk over the stack there and take the record, like a souvenir of our meeting? Okay, she says, and walks across the room and takes it. She glides back to you, and there's the sweetest samba movement to the steps she's taking. So you take her home and you reach her place and you walk her to the door where she stands all nervous, rubbing the sleeve of her dress, and she looks down at the floor. Thanks for an immense evening, she says. Don't even mention it. We'll do it again sometime. She looks at the door. Guess I'll have to go in now. They're probably waiting up. She makes a move towards the door, but you stop her. You figure you better ask in a nice way first. You are... heck. You begin again, but... I don't know how to ask you, but... Yes, she says, twisting the straps of her large purse with her hands. Go ahead and ask it, whatever it is. It's okay.
It ain't the meat, it's the motion. Makes your daddy wanna rock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. It's the movement that gives it the sock. Now I had a girl so doggone thin, no meat, no bones, she was just all skin. One thing about her I can understand, she wraps all around me like a rubber band. It ain't the meat, it's the motion, makes your daddy wanna rock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion, it's the movement that gives it the sock. It's the motion, makes your daddy wanna rock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion, it's the movement that gets the sock. You find some girls who are big and fat, some fellas don't like to see them like that. But I like to see them big and tall, the bigger they come, the harder they fall. It ain't the meat, it's the motion, makes your daddy wanna rock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion, it's the movement that gives the sock.
It ain't the meat,
it's the motion.
It ain't the meat,
it's the movement.
It ain't the meat,
it's the action that makes your daddy wanna rock all night. I got a little girl who lives down the street. It ain't much of her, but she's mighty sweet. When she starts rocking, she don't wanna stop. It makes a man wanna blow his top. It ain't the meat, it's the motion, makes your daddy wanna rock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion, it's the movement that gives it the sound.
Yeah. Now, Jim E. Knight.
Well, the microphones aren't even working in the studios, folks. That tells you what's going on around here. No plan. I got no plan. I don't know what's going on. My name is Jim E. Knight. I do know that much. Chesty's over here. We're coming at you in an impromptu moment where we're sitting around congratulating ourselves. Chesty, get on your microphone. Now, come on. Let's be sitting over there. Be ready to go. You got a microphone? We think.
Yep.
You're sitting around congratulating yourself on another year over and a new one just begun, right? Am I right about that? And then suddenly you're getting back into the grind of the week and you're back into your normal routine. And then suddenly you realize we almost forgot to do a show for Rock and Radio.
All the records are cleaned up.
We spent a lot of time sort of sorting the records over the holiday season, folks. So we're coming at you now for January with everything's in such nice order that we don't know where anything is. And so
there's just a mattress in the studio.
I don't know.
I don't know about this mattress in the studio, Jimmy.
Yeah. Well, what can I tell you, man? We had a few days off.
Hey, you know what today is?
Yeah, what? Actually, go ahead, and then I'll tell you something else about today.
Today is 13th night.
It's 13th night. Yes, we're recording this live on January 7th of 2011, which makes it effectively 7-11, right?
Yeah.
So let's just do it. You know, we're being relayed on the 975 Pirate relay on the stream there, folks. We know that there are people on the internet. If you're out there and you're digging it, you can always get it to us on the email there, lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. Here comes the other side, Sounds of the Nights.
Everything she needs, she's an artist with no look back. Everything she needs, she's an artist with no look back. Dark out of the nighttime and she paints the daytime black. the stumbles, cause she's got a place too far. She never stumbles, cause she's got no place too far. The law can't touch her, she's nobody's child at all.
See how flat that is?
At my house I've got no shackles. You can come and look if you want to. Through the halls you'll see the mantles where the light shines dim all around you. And the streets are paved with gold. And if someone asks you, you can call my name. You're just a thought that someone, somewhere, somehow feels you should be here. And it's so for real to touch, to smell, to feel, to know where you are here. And the streets are paved with gold. And if someone asks you, you can call my name. You can call my name. I hear you calling my name, yeah. All right now, hey.
time that I'm through singing, the bells from the schools of walls will be ringing. More confusions, blood transfusions. The news today will be the movies for tomorrow. And the waters turn to blood. And if you don't think so, go turn on your tub. And if it's mixed with mud, you see it turn to gray. Then you can call my name. I hear you calling my name.
You know who that is, man. That's a little bit of love for the new year, folks. What can I tell you? Yeah, Out of Sight Sounds of Arthur Lee and his guys. Yes, that's off the Forever Changes LP, Chesty.
Yeah.
Oh, it's still playing, Chesty.
Ah! Well, Arthur Lee and love.
Let's
they're...
fade this into the background while Chesty tells us how she really feels.
Yeah, you know, you're either scared of him or you're with him, you know.
Wow. Yeah, well. Before that, of course, it was the... Speaking of things you're scared of, The Nice.
Recorded, no, you're not scared of the Bob Dylan cover.
I was afraid of The Nice for a long time back in the 80s, man. There's this guy I went to college with, and he was into, like, some dark, shady stuff, man. I don't want to use the word occult, but he was into some stuff.
Yeah, maybe he knows why those birds have fallen out of the sky.
So... anyway, he freaked me out about The Nice, but we finally came around.
Maybe we should play something by the Birds tonight.
Now look, Chesty's handing me records. Cracker is coming in on the email with some wise ass report for the Signal. He's trying to apply some kind of a simpo reading to the internet stream, folks. What can I tell you? That's just how low we've gotten tonight. The only person emailing in is Cracker. You know, you could take that as a compliment or some kind of a put down, I guess. But, what can I tell you?
Listen to the back of this. You know, everyone was there, said this guy from The Morning Rain, which is a group I don't think I really know. But he says everyone was there at the gathering of the tribes. The Watch Band, the Count Five, the Syndicate of Sound. And what was the main event of the evening? Mantras. Recited by Allen Ginsberg? Ace Laid in Kool-Aid? Ladled out by Ken Kesey? Actually, smirks Canali, they lined all the bands up on opposite sides of the wall and we had a pie-throwing contest. why don't you play something for that? I don't know them.
This is a San Francisco group.
Oh, okay.
The Morning Rain. So, we have them here on some 180 gram beautiful vinyl. What did you want to hear off of this?
Ulysses? Something about
the
Ulysses?
The Tale of Brave Ulysses, are you sure?
No, but...
All right, let's give it...
Let's find a Brave New Worlds in 2011.
Right, give this a spin here, Chesty. We gotta cue it up just a little bit. See what's going on. Hang on. All right.
Oop.
Here it comes, folks. Okay. Dig it tonight on Lost Discs Radio. Sight sounds now of The Morning Rain.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer through the violence of the sun. And the colors of the sea on your eyes would travel. brushes run laughing through your fingers, and you want to take her with you through the heartland of the winter. Heartland of the winter.
Freak out with the go high scene. With the go high scene, with the go high scene, just blow your mind. Get hip with this psychedelic chick. Freak out.
This is like a whole night of Chesty's chick picks, folks.
I just love Jimmy Smith.
Yeah, Jimmy Smith.
He's so awesome.
Right off the Verve label.
Wait, come, are you going right into...
What is that?
Something else for me?
That was the Mono Copy, arranged and conducted by Oliver Nelson. Dig, man, the off the Monster LP, Jimmy Smith, 1965 or so. Here, put that back in the sleeve.
Verb Vinyl. Hey, there's like a Rorschach test on the front of this one. We don't know what that...
Yeah.
What does that look like to you? A butterfly?
It looks like some kind of a bloody bat with genitalia.
Ew.
You asked me. What does that say? Hey, listen. Let's go back and get this here. Now, see, Chesty, now you've really offended Cracker. He's really upset about this. We got another email in, thank God, from Tyler down in New Jersey.
Okay? New Jersey?
Yeah, good old Tyler. He used to listen to the show back in the day, man, back when we were on 7415. He says, great show so far. He loves The Nice that we were spinning. Of course, we all know that's Keith Emerson's old group before he did ELP. Tyler saying The Nice being a much more interesting band than ELP ever were. Sure.
Oh, good.
And he was digging the Love.
Good information.
Track in there, too. Yeah, man. Well, let's see if anyone else has chimed in over there while you're digging out some more vinyl. Oh, see, here it all comes. Here it all comes. We got at least 6 people on our stream digging it, and then we got like another 20 or so over on the Pirate 975 server where Cosmic Debris is relaying it. Now, here we go. Dr. Doc Brown is coming in here live from the Funny Farm.
Oops, snowed in up in the Funny Farm.
He snowed in. We're in the middle of a big snowfall here tonight, folks, once again, for January 2010. No, my God, 2010. I'm right now to
check. 11. 11, our favorite year.
Put
11.
The wrong year on their checks, folks. January 2011, here we are.
Hey, you know how people sometimes write their names on their albums, you know, and you buy them used? You ever wonder who's Carol Harnoys? Carol Harnoys owned Grapefruit Deepwater. Carol Harnoys, if you're listening, we have your album.
Wow.
you know what people write their names on? It's so funny.
What
wonder who they are. Did they listen to it a lot?
What is this? Grapefruit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Grapefruit. This is their second album on the RCA label. You want to hear something? You don't want to hear something by Grapefruit.
Why?
It'll grind the show to a halt, man.
Aww.
It's a pretty... I got this at the flea market
about,
for 50 cents. It's really scratchy.
How about Guitar Freakout by The Ventures? That won't slow things down.
All right. Let's get the Guitar Freakout going. Let me see.
You know, The Ventures.
Wait a minute.
Wait,
stop, Chesty. The album is called Guitar Freakout. What song did you want to hear?
You know, if The Ventures were still going, what would they do? Would they do grunge rock by The Ventures? You ever wonder about that?
They do beatboxing by The Ventures.
They do...
I need to know what song you want, man. What song?
Guitar Freakout.
That's the name of the album.
No, there's a song on there, Guitar Freakout. I want to hear the freakout.
There's a song called Cookout Freak Out on Lookout Mountain.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's cool, too.
Guitar Freak Out. Okay, it's on the other side.
Yeah, there's more than one freak out on this
All
album.
All right, well, let's get a little... Maybe we'll sample...
there's more than one freak out going on right now.
A little bit of each of them. Here we go. Here's the Guitar Freak Out that Chesty wants. I can see the grooves.
All right.
Yeah, man. Well, all right, let's dig this for about a minute. Right, Chesty, that's enough of that. Here, let's hear a little bit of Cookout, Breakout, Freakout on Cookout Mountain. Just to see if it's any better than that. Yeah, pretty much the same song.
still copy it.
Hi folks, it's Dr. Doc Brown here from Lost Discs Radio. Have you ever had one of those days when all you wanted was to be left alone? Well, imagine making that your life's mission while wandering the land in a homemade 60-pound suit of leather. Thus was the life of the old Leatherman, the legendary vagabond whose monthly 365-mile loop through the Hudson and Connecticut River valleys in the late 1800s became known as the Leatherman Circuit. In his 30 years of solitary silence, never once was he charged with any crime against his fellow man. He simply kept his privacy, treated others with humility and respect, and went on his way. He passed from this world in 1889, frozen on the earth, the identity of the individual and the privacy of his purpose, intact for eternity. Or so he thought.
Lost Discs Radio News Flash from the Waterbury Republican, dated 29 November 2010. Researchers are planning to dig up the Leatherman's grave in an attempt to determine his identity. The exact date they will begin digging will be kept private in order to avoid too much media attention.
Avoid too much media attention? I say let's bring the media attention on full tilt. So I urge you to join my friends over at leavetheleathermanalone.com, because there's a reason the gravestones say rest in peace. And if there ever lived a fellow whose final resting place should reflect that motto, it would certainly be that of old Leathery. That's leavetheleathermanalone.com. Tell him Doc sent you.
Just rolling bum. They think you're no spy, gonna shoot them as they go by. No, cause they won't stop for no one. Strolling down the highway, I'm gonna get them out. Just still down, I'm walking. Can you hear my guitar rocking while I stroll on down the highway?
Dr. Doc Brown would like to know. Dr. Doc Brown would like to know if they're getting it up there on Geezer Mountain. Folks, if you are getting it, people are getting it. People are dropping the emails to lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. Now let's go back and look at this. Chester, you were way too hard on Cracker.
No.
Yeah, you were. Listen, now let's just read his email here because, it, you know, actually, it he's got us on the internet listening on a Toshiba Satellite M645-470 with an i5-460 processor and 4 gigs of RAM and a 500 gig 7200 RPM HDD wireless N300 connection. It's a very good signal. It's like we're next door and he's on the phone. All right? So I don't know. You're reading into that. If you're finding some message there, Chesty, I think you're just reading into that. Oh my God. Since we're doing this. Now, let's not lose sight of things. We're doing this for rock and radio primarily, and our good guys like Cracker and Cosmic Debris, they pick you up, you know, they take care of you when these things come along. Dr. Doc Brown, he gets on board, you know, you send out the email, and they shout back at you. But the thing is, you got to get over to rockandradio.com. You do not fail to listen to some of my buddies over there, like Brian Phillips and Randy Tivins. And I believe this month it'll probably be DJ Blast who's up for the January time slot in the second hour. Who knows? So get over to rockandradio.com and check it out so you can see for yourself. And we're going to keep on going here. Chesty is picking out vinyl as we go. She kind of has some Vanilla Fudge on deck, so I don't know. It's a pretty scratchy copy. In the meantime, it is, as far as we're concerned now, we are live January 7th of 2011. So in honor of it being 7-Eleven in that regard, something from your local 7-Eleven dealer. Right off the 45, folks. Yeah, they were giving this one away back in the summer of 67.
Radio. Does everything have to be so phony?
Flower growing, boy in the
blowing. That ain't no place for me, boss man, let me be.
Going out to Babs and Slick tonight from Lost Discs Radio, who just emailed in on the email, and they wanted to hear some kind of Frank. They wanted to hear some kind of Frank Zappa produced Beefheart. But what we had there was off of Safe as Milk LP, one of our favorites, The Plastic Factory, man, 1967, on that deep cut. And I don't know if we back announced the Burt Jansch we was playing. Chesty, were you hip to the fact that we were playing some Burt Jansch a little while ago? You heard that acoustic guitar number in there?
Yeah. Remember we met that guy at a luthier one time who knew him?
Well, not only that, he had some guitar on the wall that he bought at Burt Jansch's guitar shop in London or something.
Yeah.
Back in the day, man. You know how it is back in the day. That's the kind of thing that makes you think of Brad, your old buddy Brad. Should check him out over at Grits Radio, folks. I don't know where he is.
Funky like Brad.
And there was a little thing in there from Dr. Doc Brown, although he couldn't be with us tonight specifically because of the massive snowfall that we're all encountering here on the East Coast, the Northeast Coast. But he sent in a little thing that he's taking very seriously these days, and you should check it out. Go over to leavetheleathermanalone.com. That was not a fake ad. That was not trying to be funny. That's a sort of a crusade that Dr. Doc Brown has picked up on here in the last month or so. And if you have any curiosity about it or interest in that sort of thing, check it out and get involved, maybe. It's a little bit of a movement.
It's a movement.
Who are we kidding? It's more than a little bit. It's a movement that he's got going here, folks. So you should
be part of the tribe.
I'll just support the man who's trying to do something, you know, rather than just gripe about it. Like you and me, Chesty, we're just griping.
Yeah, sometimes you just sit back and you feel you have no control, and other times you feel like you got to do something about it.
Yeah. Once again, go check it out. Leavetheleathermanalone.com. Just how it sounds. You know what I'm saying, man? Oh, yeah, you want to hear some vinyl? Here we go, Chesty. Let's just stand by for a little bit more vinyl because we got about 10 minutes left in our fantabulous hour here for Rockin' Radio.
Rockin' Radio!
Let's play some vinyl.
Yeah, every time I need you closer.
I mean, like, I feel we're friends a long time now. Okay, I will then, you say. Can I have the record that's in your purse? You don't know why she gets so sore when she gives it to you and why she charges into the apartment slamming the door without even saying goodnight, but man, all you can think about when you're bouncing down the stairs and into the street is that you got yourself a great record.
Rock and radio.
Walking everywhere, LA girls with long hair, standing and talking together, the police busting your best friend. Every weekend, cars fill up, the Sunset Strip, there's never any place to
I tell you, folks, I sat down an hour ago to do this show, and it feels like it was about 10 minutes worth of activity, I gotta tell you. Thanks to Chesty over there for just taking the vinyl and whipping it over on the across the studio, you know?
Yeah.
And just pulling stuff off the shelf. We were listening to a kind of a jazz horn rock band there called 10 Wheel Drive, right off the Polydor label.
They got to get that tightrope in there.
Yeah, Tightrope was the name of the track.
Tightrope.
Lead track off of one of their first albums, maybe their very first one, 1970 on that one. And, well, what can I tell you? Who knows if we've back-announced everything to anybody's satisfaction. There was no particular playlist, and nothing's been written down.
Oh, yeah.
So far as you're all concerned, this just didn't happen. Let's keep it that way. All right, folks. Check us out over at LostDiscsRadio.com. All right, just spell the word discs with a letter C in it. And as always, you can check out the action at rockinradio.com.
Look, I'm going to take one of these albums.
January. Once again. Yeah. Once again, don't fail to listen to the guys over at Rockin' Radio, Randy Tivins and the RLT Music Archives Magazine, DJ Blast, and the electrophonic Brian Phillips. And while you're digging that action, tool on over to leavetheleathermanalone.com. We will dig you next month in some way, shape, or form. And thank you to Cosmic Debris once again for the bandwidth. And good night, Cracker, wherever you are.
Crazy! Now this is HB Calcimine saying good night!